We're here at the opening of the Bear Crop Science new North American Bee Care Center. And with me is Representative Renee Elmers, who is here in North Carolina and just the adjacent district, correct?
Right, that is correct. And many of my constituents actually work up in the RTP area. So this, you know, Bee Care Center, I may have many constituents who are employees here.
Well, I know you weren't able to make it to the grand ceremony this morning, but you felt that this was important enough and you were at the groundbreaking last year. Why is this so important to you?
Well, you know, it is so important to North Carolina and agriculture as a whole. The research and development that they're doing here is going to help us grow more food into the future. It is vital to the North Carolina economy, but also to the world. I mean, they are looking at bees and they are understanding the science and how we can better produce into the future and how we can protect our crops.
Well, because there's a lot of controversy surrounding genetically engineered, genetically modified crops, and sometimes they say that's what's causing problems with bees, and that's kind of what this whole center is part of, what the goal of it is, and that's an issue going on in Congress, right?
It absolutely is. It's a discussion that's being had at the national level, you know, as we're looking at agriculture, and again, we're trying to produce more food for us in this country, but as, you know, for the world, and how can we do a better job? And obviously, when we're looking at genetics as part of this issue, how can we do a better job? And really, what I'm seeing here today, just with some of the research that they've already done, is that we're actually protecting our bees, and we're actually able to grow better food at a higher rate and actually do what's positive into the future and not the negative.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, we just finally got a farm bill passed.
Yes, amen.
It seems like it was just yesterday that we finally got it passed, but we're actually on to implementation. First implementation today, the livestock disaster aid sign up. What did you think about the farm bill?
Well, you know, there were things I loved about it. There were other things that I didn't like about it. So, but you know what? That's the nature of the Farm Bill itself, is the combination of how do we bring the country together on an issue that is so important for agriculture, but also feeding all Americans. And so, you know, there's much controversy when it comes to this issue, but that's where we all have to come together, and we have to look forward into the future of how we can improve things. And I think the Farm Bill did a wonderful job with that.
Well, another issue that is cooking, has been cooking for some time in Congress, is immigration. And I understand you had a little meeting about that and that you are supportive of immigration reform. Talk about that in context with agriculture, especially here in your state of North Carolina.
Well, before coming to the Bee Care Center today, I was at the North Carolina Bankers Association that sanctioned a study. And basically, I was listening to the facts that were presented with that discussion. And, you know, for North Carolina, immigration reform is very, very important. You know, the first group of individuals that came to me with concerns on immigration reform were our farmers. And it basically has to do with the workforce that they need so that they can get their crops into the ground and they can get their crops harvested at the end of the season. And this is a discussion that we have to have. We have to focus on the facts. We have to look at this from an economic standpoint, and it certainly is a national security issue as well. There are so many moving parts when it comes to immigration reform, and that's what I'm trying to do, is really look at the facts, see the facts as they are, and then help to articulate those facts to my constituents and to America so that we can actually come up with some good reforms, because, you know, it really is a broken system, and we really have to do a better job. And I'm looking for good, common sense, conservative reforms that we can put in place.
Well, it seemed like last year it was making some progress, but it seems like we've lost momentum. Do you expect anything to make it before the end of the year?
You know, I do. I do believe that we will see some things. For myself as a Republican, in our conference, we've put forward our six principles that we're looking for good immigration reform, and I think we need to follow those principles. And I think we will see some some bills possibly put forward, and a lot of discussion on immigration reform. I think what we want to focus on again is bills that are put forward in an individual basis. It won't just be one large comprehensive bill. It will actually be pieces and parts. And I think that's a very sensible way to go about it, again, because it's such a big issue. There's so many different parts to it that I think the best approach would be in bits and pieces.
Well, one last thing. I know you're on the Energy and Commerce Committee. domestic renewable energy sources, where do we stand with that? We've got the EPA proposing to lower the renewable fuel standard this year, mm-hmm. which has some farmers pretty upset, needless to say. But where do you see biofuels fitting into our overall energy policy?
Well, you know, when I talk about alternative forms of energy, I always look at the market and what does the market demand? And I think that's the right place. I'm an all of the above energy person, so I believe that when we're talking about fossil fuels, that's got its place, and then when we're talking about alternative sources and renewable fuels, that also has its place. And I would like to see us moving forward. You know, the renewable fuel standards is a big issue for our farmers as well, as you know. And so I think that we need to keep it in proportion to the usage of natural gas and gas that we're using, rather than just increase arbitrarily as was put forward already. I think we need to look at the issue. I think we need to make sure that we're doing the right thing, and we need to be sensible about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me here at the Bayer Crop Science North American Bee Care Center grand opening. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.